Hey, welcome to my podcast channel. This channel is going to be all about Shakespeare. The first thing we're going to do is have a little Q&A with Olivia from Shakespeare's Twelfth Night. In this Q&A, we're going to ask some questions that you guys might be interested in hearing about. Hope you enjoy.
Why choose to stay in your house and mourn for 7 years?
I wasn't actually going to mourn for 7 years. I was just saying that I was going to so the Duke might leave me alone, but it didn't work and I fell for someone else.
How did you feel about knowing the Duke had feelings for you?
I didn't really care because you can have feelings for anyone you want, but once he became persistent and wouldn't stop, it got kind of weird.
Why did you act all stuck up the first time Cesario came to see you, even though you had feelings for him?
I acted like that because I wanted him to think that I had everything I needed and I didn't need a man, but in reality, I really wanted him.
How long do you think you would keep up putting up with the Duke's feelings and servants?
I think I could put up with it for a bit longer because the more he tries to get me, the more I get to see Cesario.
How would you react if you found out Cesario had feelings for you too, but then found out he was Viola?
I think that if I found out that Cesario liked me back, I would be so happy. But then if I found out he was a she, I would feel lied to at first. But then I think I could probably be friends with him. But in the future, I would really like to marry a man.
How did you feel when Malvolio approached you, acting and looking strange?
It felt out of place. I've known him for a while, but he had never acted this way before, and I was really confused and convinced he was going mad.
Why would you pretend you were the housemaid when Cesario first came in?
I pretended that I was the housemaid because I wanted him to be honest with me and not act different because I'm the lady of the house.
What ended up happening between you and Sebastian?
Well, me and Sebastian went on and got married. But at the beginning of it was a little rough because we still didn't know each other very well. But we worked through that rough patch and got to know each other better. So now we're happy and expecting our first child.
How do you feel about all the other weddings?
Well, my wedding was obviously the best, but the other ones were really good too. I believe that the marriage between Viola and Arsenio was quite beautiful. But I also believe the marriage between Maria and Sir Toby was really quite simple and elegant. Obviously, none of them taught my amazing wedding, but I'm truly happy for all of them.
What did you think of when you first saw Sebastian?
Honestly, I thought it was Cesario, and when he said yes to wed me, I was so happy. Later to find out, he is the brother to Viola, but he is still the perfect man for me, and I only want him.
How do you feel about Viola marrying Arsenio?
It seems odd to me that I never noticed Cesario was Viola, but even after I found out Viola and Arsenio are set to wed, it seemed I was a little upset that they are now happy together. But I am happy for them, and now I'm happy with my love, too. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you have any questions you'd like for us to add, let us know. Next episode, we'll have another Q&A with Sir Arsenio the Duke from Shakespeare's Twelfth Night. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for our next episode.